Okay, good morning, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. We are on Tav Kuf Hei Bet. Tav Kuf Hei Bet, Tefillas of Aseres Yomei Tshuva. So we just learned about an Aleph, about if a person doesn't say Amelech HaKadosh completely, so he has to repeat the whole Shemona Esrei, and what to do about Hamelech HaMishpat. So we learned yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to repeat. The Rama says you don't, and that's what the Mishnah Bura paskins halacha. But I just want to point out the Taz says you do have to repeat, and the Aruch HaShulchan says one should repeat with a Tanai of a Nadava. They both say, Lamaisa, if you're going to do it, you should do it with a Tanai of a Nadava. And we learned, anyways, that was just recap there. Kazan Ovadia and Or Letzion also says repeat with a Tanai. And Ben Ishchai goes with the Ramah. Okay, now Bet, after saying you have to repeat, so now Bet comes in. Im Amar Hakel HaKadosh, if a person says Hakel HaKadosh, right, instead of saying Hamelech HaKadosh during Aseres Yomei Tshuva, but then V'toch Kedei Dibur Niskar V'Amar Hamelech HaKadosh, and then Toch Kedei Dibur, which means the time it takes to say Shalom Alecha, Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and some say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, exactly. But regardless, it's about, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 seconds, about 2 seconds, that's how long you have. And if you don't say, as long as you can stop yourself and quickly say it within that amount of time, then that's fine. You don't have to repeat, you don't have to go back and repeat all the way from the beginning. You just, instead of saying, Hakel HaKadosh, HaMelech HaKadosh, and that's perfect. Einu tzarich lachzor, v'chen adin b'HaMelech HaMishpat. And the same thing with HaMelech HaMishpat. That as long as you finish the bracha and you say, Melech Ohetz Dekal Mishpat, and then you're about to go, and then you wait a second, and you go, oh, HaMelech HaMishpat, right, quickly, then that's totally fine, and you keep going like normal, like nothing ever happened. However, I just want to point out a machloket that Mishnah Berurah brings up, was if you start the next bracha, that was it, laminim. So if you say, whatever it says in the Siddur, the next bracha, he's finished, melech ohetz dakal mishpat, and then you say the word laminim, and it's with, still within 2 seconds, toch kedei dibur, but you started the next bracha, is that same halacha of toch kedei dibur, that it's totally legit, and you don't have to go back now to the beginning of the bracha or Shemona Esrei, if the whole beginning of Shemona Esrei, if it's by Hakel HaKadosh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it must be before you start the next bracha. Once you begin the words of the next bracha, then you no longer have that. And there is a Nachron that he quotes, that, but the Pri Megadim argues on it, and that's the Pri Megadim that's brought in Dirshu, with no other opinions on the matter. But, okay. I'm not going to take sides in public here. Gimel. Oh, no. 1 second. Ein tzarich lachzor. Mishnah Berurah also points out, even if you have a mind, I mean, it's obvious, you're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem, and you have a mind to say Hakel HaKadosh, still, you just say HaMelech HaKadosh. Stop yourself then also. All right, it's kind of a kol shekein halacha. Okay. Gimel. B'Shabbat Bein Tayim. Now you have Shabbos of Aseres Yomei Tshuva. Shabbos in between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So then at Arvit, Yomar Birkat Mein Sheva HaMelech HaKadosh. So in the middle of our short Mein Sheva Chazara, after the Shemona Esrei at Marv, so there's in there, it says Hakel HaKadosh during the year. So it's just important to know that halacha is, you say HaMelech HaKadosh. And there's an opinion that says, even here, if you make a mistake, you have to repeat that entire bracha. But that's not the halacha. Most folks can say,
Who would? The Shliach Tzibur.
The Shliach Tzibur. Yeah. Yeah. There's an opinion that says that the Shliach Tzibur skips Hakel HaKadosh, says Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh in the middle of what you might call the Maganavo bracha, whatever, that main Sheva bracha. Then you have to repeat. But the halach is clearly not, and that's also mentioned in Chazan Ovadia and Shevet Alevi. But it happens to be, I am a little bit surprised, but it happens to be a real machlok at Achronim on how to, if it's ma'akev or not. because in the Gemara it doesn't even talk about it. And it's not the main part of the bracha. But anyways, that is the halacha. You do not repeat. You do not repeat. Haga. Vahu hadin im chal rosh hashanah. Also, b'zisafik bracha sahakla. You most would say not repeat. L'maisa, most, I think everyone says not to repeat. Vahu hadin im chal rosh hashanah b'shabbos. And that is the din, even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It doesn't matter. You still, you should say HaMelech HaKadosh. V'choteim, and always, B'shel Shabbat Levad. Even if it's Rosh Hashanah, you just say at the end, Mekadesh HaShabbos. You don't say, Mekadesh, what's it called? Shabbos V'yom HaZikaron. Why? Because, V'chein K'shechol Yom Kippur B'Shabbos. Even if it's Yom Kippur. Because that bracha of Me'ein Shava is only said because of Shabbos. If it wouldn't be because of Shabbos, you wouldn't say that bracha. And it's because people were late, and so it added extra time. It was dangerous. People were in the fields in those days, and davened outside in the dark. They wanted more time for people. They made davening a little bit extra, longer, so people wouldn't rush home. Not that you wouldn't rush home, but that it would give a few extra seconds for the latecomers. And on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, everyone's on time. No one's coming late. That's the assumption. Okay. Dalit.
But that's a side point that you're being close in Shal Shabbos. The point of this sif is that you say HaMelech HaKadosh.
That's the main point of the Shulchan Aruch, correct. But the Ramah has an extra point.
What's he getting at?
The Ramah is getting at that you don't add at the end of, you don't, instead of saying Mikdash Shabbos, you don't add Yom HaZikaron.
Because we're mentioning
Main Shabbat. Yeah. Dalet. I'm going to take it up with the Rami. Dalet. Yesh nohagim hitpalel barosh Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim b'kriya. Now some have the custom, when they daven during a in particular Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they're bowing down a little bit the entire Shemana Esrei. Their heads or their whole bodies are being bowed down. So even if you want to do that, make sure you stand up straight when you get to the brachas, because it's inappropriate to do different than Chazal were metaking. Chazal said specifically, there's a couple of brachot at the beginning of end, let's say whatever, 2-4 times. We want you to bow down, and we don't want you to bow down the other times. Right? It's even an Isser, perhaps, to bow down at the end of the other brachos, because the Gaiva now is meant to be for the Kohen Gadol or the Melech. That we learned earlier. But so anyways, let's stick with the Takana of Chazal when it comes to the end of the brachos and do it correctly. But for the rest of the portion, it's okay to be bent down. That's not a problem. You can shackle as much as you want. You can bend as much as you want during the brachos. In between, that's not a problem. Okay? And the reason that people bend over is because we're scared. We're standing in front of Yom HaDin and we're scared. We're in fear and we don't know what's gonna come out of it. Okay, so that's the reason for it. Hey. Im lo amar zochreinu mikamocha im achzirin oto. So all the extra add-ons that we have in Shemona Esrei, if you forget about it, then you do not repeat and you don't go back for it. Haga, and you wouldn't say, if you say Baruch Ata Hashem, right, we had this before, you wouldn't say Lamdeni Chukecha. The only time we say Lamdeni Chukecha, that pasuk, is if otherwise it would turn into a bracha levatala. But here you don't go back and there's no question, so you don't say that. Afilo lo akar raglav adayin, even if you didn't even finish davening, right? You're still in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you don't go back to a previous bracha. Rak shesiyam ota bracha. Once you finish the bracha, you move on. All right, obviously, if you're still in the middle of that same bracha, you read a few words, even with Hashem's name, but you didn't get to the bracha, the end part, then of course you can go back to the beginning, because you're just moving around and repeating the same same middle words of the bracha, and that's not a problem. It's the end of the bracha that you can't repeat, and then you don't go back for it. Okay, v'hu ha'dinim lo ha'maruch ha'tovah b'sefer, nami dini ha'din ha'achi. Ramah just adds to the Shulchan Aruch. Same thing for all the add-ins that we don't do. Okay. Mishnah Bura mentions quite a few things, but not so 100%. On the top, it's on the topic, but not straight to Shulchan Aruch. I'll just point out, he says that the minhag by Ashkenazim is when they say Kaddish, then they say Esamei Tshuva, is to say Le'ela twice. And then instead of saying Min Kol, they do Mikol. So you have the same gematria, I think it's 28, both ways. Svardin, just do it as normal. Anything else? Okay, let's go on. Ah, interesting. Also, similar to these add-ons, the Mishnah Berurah points out that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have the extra uvachins. So right before we say Akela Kadosh, or Melech HaKadosh rather, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's after the bracha of Mechayim Esim, we have an extra nusach. That whole extra nusach could be a whole page in your machzor or two. Then, if you miss it, you also don't repeat. Okay, it's not me'akev. Vav. Omer batfila vatitin lanu et yom hazikaron hazeh. So we know that when we daven, we say yom hazikaron hazeh, that's the nusach for Rosh Hashanah, and we don't specifically mention v'enu maskir Rosh Hashodesh, even though Rosh Hashanah, we know it's both. It's the beginning of the month, right? Beginning of the year and beginning of the month. But we only mention yom hazikaron, and yom hazikaron can also refer to Rosh Chodesh, as it does in Bamidbar. Pasuk Yod, it says Vayu Lachem Zikaron, referring to Rosh Chodesh. So that's Mishnah Berurah points out. And let's go on. Zayin Im Chal Bechol. Now, what happens if it comes out during the week? Rosh Hashanah is during the week. Omer Yom Trua Mikra Chodesh. So then you say the words, and we're all familiar. It's in the Machzor. We say the words Yom Trua Mikra Trua Mikra Kodesh V'im Chal B'Shabbat. And if it falls out on a Shabbos, Omer Zichron Trua. You don't say Yom Trua. You say Yom Zichron Trua, because we only nowadays we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. We only can remember that we would blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So that's the reason for that. And everyone says you say Yom Trua both at nighttime as well, and all these things we mentioned, I think we said before, if you make a mistake with HaMelech HaKadosh, all these things, even at nighttime, it doesn't matter, because it's the same reason for day and night. There's no difference, unlike Rosh Chodesh. It's similar to Chol HaMoed in that regard. Chet Eino Omer Moadim LaSimcha. We don't say these words in the Shemona Esrei, in the Musaf, or the Shemona Esrei, of the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Well, first of all, it's not 100% Mu'adim L'Simcha and Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason. It is still a holiday, and it still has some Simcha in the day. Right? We know we're going to see other places, and we mentioned it before. We're supposed to be happy and confident that Hashem's going to take care of us. But at the same, it's a balance between the two of being a yom din, and therefore, when you're standing be yom din, we don't declare it's a day of simcha and chagim usmanim l'sason. Okay. So, ela ve'ein anu yacholim la'asot chovetenu lefanecha, and we don't say that phrase that we can't. Did I skip? Let me go back. But tefillat musaf. And from Musaf, Eina Omer, we don't say Ve'ena Anu Yecholim La'alot Ve'le'ra'ot Lefanecha. We can't go up and be seen in the Beis Hamikdash in front of you. Ela Ve'ena Anu Yecholim La'asot Chovatenu Lefanecha. We do mention that we can't bring korbanos, but we don't mention that we can't go to Har HaBayit, because the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is only by the Shalosh Regalim, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not one of the Shalosh Regalim. So that's why it's not appropriate. Okay. Let's go on. Tet. Alpha Pishakol Yamat Hashanamit Palim Belachash. The whole year we daven quietly, right? Super quietly, that even our neighbors can't hear. And that's the whole discussion, even if you yourself should be hearing. Okay, but yeah, Lamaisa, we say something should be coming out of your mouth and you can hear. Okay. Perhaps you should be able to hear just a bit. Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim nohagim lomar bekol ram. But the minhag is, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you're allowed to daven out loud. Why? Because it helps bring more kavana to your davening. And we're not afraid that it's going to cause you or your neighbor to mess them up and lose their place and not be able to daven. Because everyone's holding a machzor. Who doesn't daven without a machzor in front of them? So therefore, that worry is not there. Mishnah Berurah says, however, don't daven too loud. And many the achronim, I don't know, Aruch HaShulchan, and many just say, really, we don't do this. We're quiet like always, and it's disturbing. And really depends on what the tzibur calls disturbing. Okay. Let's go on. Haga, v'noagim shekol echad omer lechaveru l'shana tova tikatev. And the custom is, everyone says to his friend that you should have a wonderful year, l'shana tova tikatev. You should be written. There's different nischalos. Okay, different minhagim. Do you use the word v'teichatem? Some do, some don't. Okay, some say gemarto once you already finished davening or start davening in Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
Some say
Altar Chaim Tovim Shalom. There you go. Some keep on going. Tiskula Shanim Rabot and whatever. So everyone has their own, very good, their own Neschalos. Okay. Tav Kuf Pei Gimel. Gevarim Shinoagim Lecho Belel Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's start eating on the night of Rosh Hashanah. So now, right, we already discussed davening through, okay. Now, Aleph. Yehei Adam Ragil Lecho Rosh Hashanah. One should have accustomed himself to eat the following foods on Rosh Hashanah. So rubia, dehainu tiltan. So there's different opinions what rubia is. What beans, some kind of black-eyed peas is, I think, the most common one used. Karti, some kind of leek or scallions. I don't know, some different things. Silka is beets. Tamre is dates. Kara is some kind of a gourd. Or pineapple or whatever. No one ever heard pineapple?
Never heard of it.
No? Squash? I don't know, some kind of a people do squash.
How's okay. Pineapple?
Did I say pineapple? I meant pumpkin. Pumpkin. I didn't take that back, not pineapple. Thank you. Okay. I don't know. Different opinions. It's all symbolic. You want the word that you're using to match up with the bracha. We just want to give brachos, and it's part of a tefillah that we should do tshuva. We should bless it. We should ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to bless us. That we should have everything go well for us, especially in a time like this and time before. Okay, sheyochal rubia. Mishnah Berurah is interesting. He points out really you can use any language. Every country can use their own language to come up with their. Whatever that language uses for that word is applicable to you're going to be for your tefillas. I know my father-in-law, I think it may have been him who coined it, he would have a celery and a raisin. And he should say that this year we should all have a raisin celery. So anyways, everyone can do their own. And it's, I know that sounds a little weird, but if you actually look at the words that we're using in Hebrew Aramaic, they're not perfect always with the hiratzans. So anyway, let's read on a little bit. Ukeshiyochal rubia. Now everyone points out that you first say the bracha, then you take a bite, and then you say the yehi ratzans. And now, really, the ikkar is to say the tefillah and kavana. The ikkar is not saying, not eating it, and whatever, but that's what we do generally. And again, if you don't want to eat it, you don't have to eat it. You can still look at it. It's similar to a priya of a shachianu. So some people do actually say, you should say the bracha, eat, say the hiratzon, and then eat again, because they want the hiratzon to be before eating. But many point out that that's really no reason to eat it twice. Okay, so let's read Tamre. What is Tamre of dates? She tamu son enu. It almost sounds the same, that our enemy shall be extinct. Kara, she kara gzar dinenu v'yakaru lefanecha zichiyotenu. That Hashem should rip up the gzar din and you should have the zichiyot before you. Okay. They should be called out in front of you. Haga. V'yesh nuhagim lechol tapuach matok bidvash. And some have the custom of using apples that are dipped in honey. V'omrim titchadesh aleinu shana matuka. And you should say that we should have a sweet. Most Ashkenazim, they say the bracha and the siman, the apple, is first. By Sephardim and many, they do the tamar, the date first. Why the date? So that's obvious. So I think there's two minhagim, which to do first. Here, I'll finish reading the Ramah and then we'll say this. V'yesh ochlim rimonim, and some eat rimonim, pomegranates. V'omrim narbe zechiyot karimon, we should have many zechosim, merits like the rimon. V'nogim lechol basar shemein, we should also have fatty meat, and other sweet foods. The tapuach, some people use cooked, some people use raw. Based on the Machzor Vitri, some use red apples as opposed to green apples because they're sweeter. And so the main thing, so why do people use dates first? That's obvious. That's the Shiva Seminim, that the land of Eretz Yisrael was Mishtabeach with. But it's everyone does dates or apples, as far as I know.
We are going that way.
Well, you have to open up the Chumash. It'll tell you. Yeah. You see which is closer to the word Eretz.
It's closer to the second Eretz.
Vasht is closer to the second Eretz. So then that means it comes first. And that's what all the Machzorim have. It's either dates or apples. So anyways, what's the big deal about apples? Why is that first? So you see that, number one, it's probably the most important. The reason why you would do apples first is it's the most important siman out of all of them. If you look at the message, it's just real simple and, you know, real basic. We should all have a good year. Shana, tova, metuka. You can't get more basic and accurate. So that's the message is the most important. And then regarding the fruit itself, so there are different things that are said about it. Again, we can have a whole shir on the simanim, but just because it has to do with this, the order in the halacha, just to give a couple things to it, is the tapuach is compared to Gan Eden. And so that's what gives the tapuach great chashivas. Right. Chakal tipuchim. So where does that come from? So the Gemara in time, it comes from a few different places. One of them is Tainus Kaftet on the base. It says when Yaakov came to Yitzchak for the bracha, Yitzchak smelt the reyach of Gan Eden. And the Gemara says it was the smell of apples. So, and that's, we know Gan Eden is often referred to apples. So they have apples or whatever. Okay. Another quick one. All right, yeah, let me just finish another quick reason. Is Lama Nimshila Yisrael and Shabbos Peichet to apples? Why are Bnei Yisrael referred to? Because, again, I didn't check by the trees and see how it works out. But the Gemara says that all the fruits, first come the leaves, and then comes the fruit. When it comes to an apple tree, it gives off less shade, and the fruit, the apple, comes out, starts to bud, and then comes the leaves afterwards on an apple tree. And it's to show you that, because the Jewish people, again, they're trying to be ma'orer zuchusim on the night, and it's to show us that the Jews said, nasa v'nishma. Right, as if the apple comes out before the leaves. The Jews said, "We're not going to investigate the Torah and the mitzvot and decide exactly how perfect it is, and you know, and moving to Israel and all these different things." It's no, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "This is the mitzvah. This is what he wants." It's nasa v'nishma, and there's a lot more onto it. Some read onto this as well that there's more ruchnius. The apple represents more ruchnius from a higher level, because it gets its nutrients completely from the tree, as opposed to also getting some nutrients and help from chitzonim or the makif of the leaves. Anyways, we see that there's something very unique and special when it comes to apples. And just to conclude, we should just know, I'm not going to get into dvash now, we can get into drushim all day, but we know dvash is sweet and important, and Tachat Lashonech is also referring to Dvash V'Chalav, referring to Har Sinai. But I just wanted to point out, some have the minhag not to dip it in honey, but to dip it in sugar. Because according to the Mekubalim, it's brought down in many places, Ben Ish Chai, that honey as bechinat, representative of din, dinim, and chesed is sugar is chesed and mercy.